Deuteronomy chapter 6, we're going to kind of have an extension tonight of our Bible study that we were talking about last night. And if you weren't there, that's all right. We'll cover some of that. Not all of it, but we're going to talk about who we are. Amen. Who we are. And the only way we can know who we are is if we know who He is. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thine house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Praise God. A lot of scripture there, and we're going to go in several different directions here tonight. How many's excited about the Word of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We know who we serve, and that's why we shout, praise God. That's why we get excited, because we know who our God is. And just because we have come and sat on the church pew for X amount of days does not necessarily mean that we know who our God is. And I want to try to help us here tonight to understand the way that we can know who we are. Let's pray. Let's ask for God's help tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word of truth. Thank you for your anointing tonight. Bless it. Strengthen us with the word of God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody said amen. You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. You know, when we consider this walk with the Lord that we have, we've got to go to the things that are first and foremost in the mind of God. Amen. That's where we find our identity, is understanding as much as we can about the mind of God. And with that in mind tonight, the things that are important to God should also be important to you and I. Amen. And that's what the Word of God is. It is the things that God loves, and it is the things that God hates. Amen. And we want to love the things that God loves. Amen. Amen. And so the first thing that we need to consider is what I would call tonight the importance factor. Amen. The importance factor. And what is the most important thing? What is the thing that we hold in highest regard? And so when we look at that, we can see in Scripture what the greatest commandment is. And interestingly, this is really all we need. Amen. Because what we hang on, or what we are standing on, is the thing that's going to keep us in the time of trouble. Praise God. And all the other commandments and all the other prophets are measured. They're literally hanging on this commandment. And let's look at Matthew 22, verse 37. And those of you that were here last night, just hang on. We're going to go in another direction here in a minute. Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. So everything hangs off of this great commandment of God. And the second commandment is not equal to the first commandment, but it is the second commandment. The first commandment is the most important commandment, but then the second, we need to know what the first and the second is, and then we can hang all the other commandments of God upon those two right there. And when we look at the greatest commandment and the second commandment, as far as that is concerned, then what we can see, if we look deep enough, we can see that everything we need in our life, in our mind, in our happiness, and being balanced in our lives is really found in understanding that great commandment. Amen. It is our relationship with God. And I say that tonight because without the Lord in our life, we really have no identity to identify with. And what we need is an identity in our personal life. What we need is an identity in our church. Praise God. What we need is to have some things established and settled in our life, in our church. Amen. We're not going to, not as long as I can help it, we're not going to go in another direction. Amen. And I won't even elaborate on that tonight, but we're going to stand on the Word of God. Amen. And there's a reason for that. It's because we want to please God. Amen. That's the reason we want to please God. I want to please Him with my life. And when we look at the great commandment, and you look at it in Deuteronomy 6 and in Matthew 22, we read these scriptures already, there's four different areas that the Lord brought out here, and that is the heart. Everybody said the heart. The heart, the soul. Everybody said the soul. And the mind. Mind and the strength. Or the might. Amen. And so these four areas of life are things that we need to have an identity in. We need to have an identity in our mind. We need to have an identity in our soul. Praise God. We need to have an identity in our hearts and understand what we really love and what we don't love. Amen. And I guess that's why the preaching of the Word of God is so very important, is because it is a discerner of the heart and of the mind, amen, and of the intents, praise God. And so what the Word of God does is it realigns us to this great commandment to love God, because we're living in such a filthy, filthy world today. We're living in such an anti-God world, amen, in which anything goes and there is no identity whatsoever, to the point that children cannot decide who they are, amen, or what they are. And it's very confusing. It's very, very confusing. And in fact, I won't go into detail, but the scripture talks about people that go in another direction that is not of God. The Bible calls it confusion. Amen. Confusion. And I don't want to be confused about who I am. Praise God. If you go to battle, the best thing to do is confuse your enemy. Amen. Get him confused. He'll be thrown off balance and you'll be able to win the battle. And that's what the enemy of our soul wants to do. Praise God. But it's the will of God that we have a happy life and that we have a productive life and that we have a balanced life. Praise God. Any of these are out of order, then we find problems and troubles that arise. But within this basic truth or this basic commandment, we can see God's will for every area of our life, of our needs, of our wants, and the will of God for each and every one of us. And so with that in mind, I want to use the chalkboard here for a moment. And I want to use this from a scriptural standpoint here tonight. And I want to make a couple of charts, all right? So I want to make a dot there, and then we'll just start right there. This one is God. Everybody said God.
God.
All right, that's the greatest commandment. And then we have your neighbor. Everybody said neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't think I spelled that right. Oh, well. You know what it is. Praise God. All right, so God and our neighbor. And then when we go from there, the scripture says, Jesus said, that you can hang all of the law and all of the prophets. So we have the law and we have the prophets. Praise God. The law and the prophets. Now what we're talking about is God's will for us spiritually, in our spiritual life, in our spiritual walk with God. And so we have the law and the prophets. And then from the law and the prophets, we come back down to you. Praise the Lord. And we're hanging on some really solid things here tonight. Praise God. There are some things, and I could add to that as well. Amen. You and I, you and all of us collectively, we are hanging on something. Amen. We have an identity tonight. It's the will of God that we have an identity. And by looking at these different areas, when we look at it, love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself, it establishes some things that should guide us and lead us in every situation and every circumstance of life. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. And as I've already said, identity is what the world is looking for. And it is through our identity that we gain a sense of purpose. Praise God. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? And it all goes back. It goes back to the law. You can see the will of God, the purpose for your life in the law. We can see it in the prophets as well. Amen. And so we have a true identity, and we can gain a sense of true purpose. Amen. And that purpose that comes from this is really our guiding star. Amen. It is the thing that centers us. Whenever we get off center, it centers us back. It is our guiding star that's going to lead us. And if we go in that direction and we go upward, we're going to find ourselves being confronted with the law and the prophets. Amen. And then we're going to be confronted. The law and the prophets, now that's kind of off in the distance somewhere, or it's written in the pages of the scripture, but it goes further than that. It comes back down to your neighbor. Amen. And so when we go upward and onward, we can see that the will of God is found in the law and the prophets, and this will lead us to our relationships. Amen. It will lead us to the relationship that we have with our neighbor. And when we get to this point, the Bible says if you hate your brother, if you say you love God and hate your brother, then you can't do that, because our relationship with God is horizontal, which is right here. That's you and that's me and that's everybody around us. And then it is vertical, and that is our relationship to God. And so everything that we do, we can, you could take that little simple chart that I have right there tonight, and it can become your guiding star. When you have a question or you have a situation developing in your life, go to the law. Amen. Praise God. Just go to the good book. It's in there. If you have a financial trouble, financial problem, go to the good book. Praise the Lord. It'll tell you what to do, and it'll be your guiding star. If you don't know where we are in time, or if we want to know who Jesus is and the story behind him, we can go to the prophets. Amen. And the prophets give us a good word from God. And so then it leads us to our neighbor, and eventually it leads us to the Lord. And so this is really what I would call the spiritual man. The spiritual man. Praise God. I hope that's what we're striving for right there, is to be a spiritual man, to walk with God, and to know the will of God. Do we want that tonight? I want that in my life. And so when we look at the scripture, it gives us an awful lot to consider. But then go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. I'll wait till you get there. Praise the Lord. Somebody said amen when you get there. Boy, y'all are fast. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God." Everybody said one God. We don't have to figure out the will of three or four gods. All we have to do is figure out that there's only one God. "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." Praise God. And so there are gods many and lords many. Notice it says there with a small g and a small l. That's not speaking of God, the one God that we serve, or the Lord as the Lord of Lords. It's speaking of smaller gods, amen, gods that are called gods. And in fact, Scripture says that we are gods, amen. And that is in the context of the ability to make our choices, amen. Not that we are any kind of a God with a big G. That's not it at all. And so when we look at it here tonight, if we want to go over here and we want to look at the carnal man, the word carnal here means fleshly, away from God. All right? Now over here, the spiritual man, he starts with God, then he goes to his neighbor. But over here, the carnal man, it's exactly the opposite. It starts out with self, and then it goes to God. Amen. Now, there's a real problem that we have here, because we cannot have the foundation of our life built upon ourself. Amen. Well, praise God. And then we can go to the scripture, and I don't have the scripture here tonight, but it says all that is in the world. Somebody help me here tonight. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. I know you all are with me here tonight. And pride. I just abbreviated those there tonight. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And so you can see immediately here that when we go down this road, we're not ending up with law and prophets, but we're ending up in something that is completely, totally flesh. The fleshly mind, the fleshly heart, the fleshly spirit, everything that is flesh. Amen. And so when it comes down to it, there's you and the world. Praise God. Y'all with me here tonight?
Amen.
And so when we talk about God and we talk about God who has come from flesh, we could put a million lines out of here, but this is the basic understanding of what that is. There are gods of sensual pleasure, which is lust of the flesh. There are gods that are gods of pride, and that is materialism. Amen. There is the God of the eyes, which we know is Hollywood and everything that comes out of any venue like that. Praise the Lord. And then there are, there are millions of gods. But we have only one God tonight. Praise the Lord. And he's at the top of the charts. Amen. He's way off the chart. Praise God. And he sits alone as the only wise God of the universe. Amen. He's the only one that declares that he created all things because he is the Almighty, and he did create all things. Amen. There's only one who calls the beginning from the end. Amen. Only one who tells the future and it comes to pass. Praise the Lord. There's only one who can do all things, and only one who knows all things. That's the God that we serve here tonight. And no other God in man's creation. If you come down here on the chart and you start making all different kinds of gods that appeal to the flesh, the eyes, and the pride, you're going to end up with a lot of gods, but they're going to be small g. And the reason they're small g in this understanding of God is because Hollywood didn't create everything. Well, praise the Lord. No man created everything. There's no thing that is called a God that created anything. And in fact, it would be the opposite of that. If you notice in our world, when man is led by the flesh, that it always brings about destruction and heartache and trouble. Praise God. And so if you want to call it a God, you can go ahead and call it a God, but you can't call it a mighty God. You cannot call it an almighty God. Amen. Because it cannot even come close. Praise the Lord. And there's a reason that there are so many gods in this world is because man wants to identify with something. Praise God. Not only does he want to, by nature, he goes that way. He wants to identify with something. Praise God. Hope you all stay with me here tonight. If you are angry, if an individual is angry, I heard a story one time, it's been quite a while ago, about a young man that used to be in a gang, and they would go out and they would destroy things and do bad, harmful things to other people. And he said, before we went out to do that, we would listen to rap music, and the rap music would get us angry. And when we got angry, then we could go out and we could destroy things. And literally, he was following the thing that he identified with. If you go back in his life, I'm sure there are some things that caused him to be angry. But when you focus your center on God, then it goes back not to the flesh, but it goes back to the Spirit and the law and the prophets. Praise God. Goes back to the Word of God, and it is the Word of God that is a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. It is the Word of God that discerns. It is the Word of God that speaks and changes. Amen. It is the Word of God that creates. Amen. Not that we have the ability to create anything by the Word of God. God's the only one that can do that. We're just repeating what he already said. Well, praise God. And so the word identity there means sameness or as distinguished from similitude and diversity. And so we identify with some things. We identify as being apostolic Christians. Amen. And when I say that, I mean, what I mean by that is that we apply the word that we preach and the experience that we have to the same as what the New Testament apostles had, because we are founded upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Praise God. So when you go backwards, when you're losing your identity, what you need to do is not jump from here to here. What you've got to do is go in this direction right here. And somewhere from here to God, you're going to find your answer right in there somewhere. Somebody smile just a little bit. Praise the Lord. It's going to be all right. Praise God. You're going to find your answer somewhere in there. And the truth of it is tonight, you're going to serve the God that you identify with, because he or she, whatever it is a representation of what resonates with us. Amen. It resonates with us. If you want to be a God someday, just create a Buddha, and reincarnation will be your identity. You can come up with a God, and then you can come up with the laws of that God, or the truths of that God, as we might say, and then follow those truths and then say, I'm right with God. I'm afraid we've got a lot of folks in our world today that have come up with another gospel. They've come up with another plan, and they say it's God's word, and we're following God's word, so we are right with God. But the truth of the matter is, I cannot create a God that will save me. Amen. The only thing I can do is submit to a God that can save me. Amen. That can lead me in the paths of righteousness and truth. Amen. And suffice it to say tonight that every one of us here tonight are going to identify with something. Amen. Something is going to become the guiding star of your life. It's going to be a spirit. It's going to be some material thing. It's going to be an attitude or whatever it is. Amen. And it could be the Lord as well. But somewhere in your life, you're going to decide, what is the thing that I identify with? What is the thing that guides me and leads me? Amen. That I will always go back to, that will always get me centered in my life. Amen. And when we talk about the guiding star of your life, it can be long and confusing when it comes to this world. And that's why so many young people today, they don't know what they are or who they are, and because they don't have an identity. And there's nowhere to go but right here. Amen. There's no other place to go in the world but right there. And when you go to one of those, oh my, we could take the lust of the flesh and we could put 5,000 lines off of that. We could go to the lust of the eyes and the same thing, the pride of life. There are so many, many different areas that we can find ourselves in. But what we need to do is go to the simplicity of the Word of God, the law and the prophets and Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 39, know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven alone, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Amen. So the only way that we can have the true God is he's got to be up here at the top. Amen. He's got to be sitting up in the highest of highest. He's got to be in the highest place. If we go any other way, then, you know, I probably wrote that wrong. I'm going to make that a small God. Because you cannot have the God, the only one God, and have yourself up at the top of the list. Amen. It's an impossibility. And that's why we're seeing so many go in such perverted directions. Amen. Directions in our world today, and not just individuals, but individuals hurting other people, and nations rising up against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and all the things that the prophets told us, praise God, are happening because somebody is trying to get an identity. Amen. The little man in North Korea has been shoved aside and is outside of what they call the nuclear club. And it's nations, leaders of nations who have the power of nuclear weapons, and they want to be able to walk into a room and people respect them because they have power. What they don't realize is that they don't have power, and that's why they're seeking for power. But power is not in a destructive force. Amen. It will never bring about any kind of identity. All it will bring about is the rubble that we see from World War II and the lives that were taken in World War I and the civil wars and every war that's ever been committed or carried out by man. Amen. There's nothing that's been built up by that. It brought destruction, heartache, and poverty. Amen. But you know what? God wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. Amen. And so if we think about it for a moment, there's no other relevant God. Amen. Our God stands alone. Praise God. That's shouting material right there. That's something to get excited about. That's something that'll keep me going through the day. Amen. I'm serving a God, and I identify with Him. Praise God. Isaiah 45 and verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it, He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Oh, we could go to an awful lot of things in that, but He formed the earth, and He made it. He established it. Amen. The sun comes up every day and goes down every night. We don't have to worry about it because it's established. The Bible says it is held up by the Word of God. Amen. He did not create it in vain, but He formed it to be inhabited. Amen. We're here because of a divine plan and will of God. Amen. He designed this world to be inhabited. He designed it, and He made a man, and then from man He made a woman, and when He made a man and a woman, He made families. When He made families, He made towns and cities. Amen. When He made families, He made nations. Praise God. God did that. It wasn't the work of man. It was the work of God. And so it's the will of God that there are nations. It is the will of God that there be cities and there be towns and families. Amen. It's the will of God that we work and we enjoy the labor of our hands. It's the will of God. Amen. It's the will of God that we promote His cause and do His will as well. But there are no gods. On a Buddhist temple, there are over a million gods that are carved on the front of this temple. And no one of them created everything. Not a one of them. Amen. Because there is none else, He says. Isaiah 46 and verse 9 and verse 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. He didn't say there's none like us. He said there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Try to find a God or try to create a God that can say that, you're going to fall short every time. Amen. Praise God. And so our understanding and our relationship, first it's our understanding, then it is our relationship with God that gives me my identity. And it clears the air. Clears the air on a lot of different things. Amen. In teaching Bible studies over the years, I've had people say, well, there are so many different churches. Which is the right church to go to? How do we know that it is a church that is preaching the truth? Well, there's a very simple way to answer that question. You start out with God. Amen. And not just a God, but God. And the God of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Did you know there's not a single place in the Bible where the word Trinity appears? Amen. It's not even in the Scripture anywhere. But it has come to the place where self, amen. If you look at the doctrine of the Trinity, you'll find that it was developed by the Catholic Church, by the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. I know this is messing up the tape here tonight, but there's no other way to do this. But it was formulated by the Roman Catholic Church, and it was incorporated to bring in all of the other beliefs of multiple gods. And they had a father god, a mother god, a son god. And what better way than to have Mary as a god and to have all of these different saints that they pray to and all of that. All it does is it starts out with self. Amen. And you say, how do we know that? It's because it does not give all of the power and the authority to God. It doesn't make God our Savior, but it makes Mary our Savior. It really does. And I know because I used to pray the Hail Mary. And at the end of it, it would say, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And so we're asking a dead saint. Yes, she was elevated to a high position because she was the mother of Jesus. But the truth of it is, she cannot cause anybody to be saved. She was there on the day of Pentecost. She had to have the Holy Ghost. She had to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And so you can see where it takes off in a myriad of directions. Hebrews 10 and verse 31, what it ought to do is give us the right attitude about living for God. It says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The living God. Everybody said the living God. The living God. And in Isaiah 9 and 6, it calls him the mighty God. But if you go to it's just us here tonight. Is this all right? The Jehovah's Witness Bible has a mighty God. They changed it from the to a. A mighty God. He is not just a mighty God, meaning that there are other mighty gods. He is the mighty God. Praise the Lord. There's none like him, and there never will be any like him. Amen. No other God is alive. Amen. The only way a God can be alive is by man's creation. Amen. Man's creation. Praise God. You're not going to find anything miraculous taking place in the Buddhist faith. You're not going to find any miracles taking place in the Muslim faith. You're not going to find any supernatural moves of God, but you're going to find it in the church. Praise the Lord. You're going to see cancers healed. You're going to see mighty, mighty works of God. And I have seen those in my short time of living for him. And so there's only one God tonight. And he is not the figment of our imagination, as some would say, as the atheists would say. There was one atheist who was debating, and he was a professor. Don't let that term throw you off. That doesn't mean that they're smarter than you. In fact, some of the people that are out digging ditches are smarter than the professors. Well, praise God. And he said in my class, I think it's, he said he was in a, he taught a engineering class is what it was. And he said, I just look at the creation or look at animals and so on and so forth. He said, my students could build a better animal or whatever than already exists. And I said, go to it, buddy. Let's see what you come up with. Amen. Let's see you do it and have it breathe and live and do a purpose among all of the other living things on the earth. It just can't happen. It is the haughtiness of man, and it is the self-centeredness of man. Praise God. Now, I've got something tonight that will give us an identity. And the thing that will give us the identity is this right here. Praise God. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with those four areas. Amen. What it gives us is a sure direction to follow. Amen. A sure way before me. Because there's a lot of storms in our world, spiritual storms. There's a lot of voices in our world. Young people, listen to this tonight. There are a lot of voices in this world. There are a lot of teachers that are going to say this, that, or the other. There's going to be other adults. There are going to be politicians and people in authority. And they're going to tell you this, that, and the other. And the Bible says that none of them are insignificant. Amen. But every one of them has some sort of logic to it. Some of them in science, they have some truths that they lean on and stand on. But then they have some that are not true. And so the only way to gauge reality, the only way to have a true identity that will not be thrown off, is we have to understand there is only one God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's only one God, and it straightens everything else out, and it centers us and gives us a clarity of thought. That when someone of another faith comes along and invites you to go to their church, you say, you know, kindly and nicely, no thank you, I know where the truth is being preached. Praise God. What it gives us is a understanding of where we need to be, where we are, and what God's will is for our life. Praise God. Because if you start out with self over here, God of materialism, and you make a skyscraper that's way, way up there in the sky, and it's covered with golden windows, and it's got gold everywhere, and that becomes the identity of your life. I'm telling you, one of these days, the towers are going to come down. Amen. One of these days, everything in this world is going to be devoured, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. But there is something that will not and cannot be destroyed, and that is God and those that follow after him. Praise God. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Get a little bit of blood flowing. I'm going to finish here in just a few moments. But he is the only one that's going to give us the answers, and especially in the last days. Amen. I made mention of this the other day about AI or artificial intelligence that is coming about right now that's going to be the forerunner or actually the power of the Antichrist, where he will give everyone a mark and they cannot buy or sell. China today, one of the companies in China announced that they had come up with a brand new chip, and it is designed for artificial intelligence. And what it would take a computer 1 hour to figure out, this chip will do it in 5 minutes. Amen. And we are going in that direction. We are going into an area where it starts out with self. Comfort. It's all about having something else do the work for me instead of me doing it. And so what we do is we build a God. Amen. We build a God. And in that God, you can have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. which is contained within the internet. Well, somebody said amen. It's contained within the internet. And within that God that we have created, there are very violent video games. When we take it backwards, folks, you got to find out where it all comes down to. What is the end result and what is the motive? And what is the identity that I am trying to establish here by being involved in this? And you know the pastor doesn't preach against video games, but I'll tell you, I preach against the violent video games. Amen. Praise the Lord. Within this God that man has made, that is going to be the strength of the Antichrist, there are many, many things. There is music. There is movies. There are gambling casinos within that God. You can now gamble online. Amen. You can go down and buy a ticket and throw your money away in hopes that you're going to get something for nothing. Amen. There are so many, many gods within that God, but none of them will give you identity. Hear the pastor tonight. None of them will give you identity. None of them will give you a purpose for living and a reason for living. You say, well, I'm only 10 years old or 15 years old or 19 years old or 21 years old. It doesn't matter how old you are tonight, but what matters is what is your identity? Amen. I've enjoyed Brother Carricker coming and preaching for us. But as a very young man, he received the Holy Ghost, and he knew that God had called him to preach. And his life has been an example of what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. He helped his pastor for all of those years. I remember going over to El Dorado and seeing him standing out with the men of the church, and his pastor had already decided he was going to be the next pastor because when he was in high school, you can only imagine they wanted him on the football team, not the basketball team, but the football team. They wanted to put him right in the front and just plow through everybody and win every game. Amen. He was kind of like the refrigerator. I don't know if you know who that is. Praise God. Put him right in there and plowed down a bunch of men. But he told the man, he said, I can't be involved in that because God has called me to preach. I'm going to be a preacher. Just stood right there and looked him in the eye. I'm going to be a preacher. And what we need to do, young person, young people, and all of us here tonight, when somebody says, what resonates with you, amen. Some say, well, I live for fishing. That's their identity. Amen. Well, I live for hunting. That's your identity. Well, I live for the weekend. That's your identity. I live to go to the bars on Friday night. That's your identity. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm living because I've got a call to preach on my life. Well, praise God. I'm living because I've got a call of God to do something in my life, to bless the work of God, to reach somebody else with the truth of the Word. Amen. And when you have that identity right there, it goes from there to your neighbor. But not only your neighbor, but yourself.
Amen.
Love your neighbor. But I think that we need to have a little bit of love for ourselves. In fact, the Bible says that no man hateth his own flesh. Nobody does. You love yourself. I love myself. Sometimes I don't. But when it comes down to it, if somebody chops off a finger, I'm going to say, I love that finger. I'm going to miss it badly. All you'd have to do is pull out a little toenail. Amen. The smallest one. Hunter, you're not going to be out there mowing. You're going to be laid up at the house. And mom's going to be attending to you, and you're going to be crying and all of that. Amen. Because you love yourself. Little Boaz loves himself.
Amen.
He really does. Because when he gets hungry, he'll let everybody in the whole world know, and it doesn't matter where it's at.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter if it's right in the middle of a Holy Ghost service. Doesn't matter. Those of you that have children, you know what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Because I want. Amen. I want, and I'm going to get what I want. And I figured out how to get what I want. I'm just going to scream and holler.
Amen.
Then I get what I want. Praise the Lord. But did you know that's not just for infants?
Amen.
I've known people that were 90 years old that still worked it out that way. Just holler long enough and you'll get what you want. Praise the Lord. It's a system. Amen. It's a system that we've worked out. And it's within our comfort zone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you know, when you have the identity as God in your life, then when you want something, you go to Him and talk to Him about it.
Amen.
When you have a need in your life, I'm not going to try to manipulate the situation to get what I want. I'm just going to go to the Lord. Amen. Because He's the thing that I identify with. Amen. I don't identify with the things of this life or with the things of this flesh, even though we're living in this body of flesh. Amen. We lean on God. And it is the will of God that He blesses us. Luke chapter 12. I'm finishing here in just a few minutes. Luke chapter 12. Consider the ravens, verse 24. Those are birds. And a raven in the scriptures was considered an unclean bird. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? Amen. We're much better, actually. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? Praise the Lord. Brother Isaac would like to be able to do that. Would you like to be as tall as Gavin and Garrett? See there? I told you. So what you have to do, Isaac, is you have to go like this. Or you have to say in your mind, I'm getting taller, I'm getting taller, I'm getting taller. They do that in some charismatic churches. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We had somebody come here one time, and they were hooked on cigarettes, and when they prayed, they said, I'm not hooked on cigarettes. They go outside the door of the church and light up. Amen. None of us can add to our stature. How many would like to have a bigger nose? Smaller nose? How many would like to be smarter? Amen. How many would like to be beautiful? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Praise God. You know what we do today? Stretches. We go to the doctor and he stretches it. Takes all the wrinkles out. Praise God. We go to the doctor and he does a facelift. Amen. Facelift. In our generation, they go to the store and they buy the cosmetics and they paint their face. Some of them are quite works of art. Amen. I think they missed their calling. They should be an artist. Amen. And you wonder, I mean, I wonder sometimes, what's really behind all that paint? What's behind that? Amen. Oh, my. And we deck ourselves out with apparel. We went by the courthouse today. I had some business to take care of. Not at the courthouse, but we were going by the courthouse. And up on the top, there were these big stone pillars all around. And I thought, how much money does that cost? And then I thought, why are they doing that? Because that's where the judge is sitting, inside that building. And when you walk in the building, you see all these pillars, and it gives you a sense of power and a sense that I'm going somewhere where there's a man of authority. That's what it's really designed to be. Amen. But we have no authority unless God gives it to us. We have no beauty unless God gives it to us. Amen. If we're supposed to be tall, we're going to be tall. Gavin said amen. Amen. And if we're called to be good looking, we're going to be good looking, right, Garrett? Praise God. You know what? Everything we have has been given to us by God. Where you are is where God wanted you to be. Praise the Lord. Do you want to be like somebody else? Would you like to be like somebody else? Oh, I would love to be. I'd love to be the president right now. Well, just look at all the trouble he's going through. Oh, well, I'd love to be like, well, whatever it is, I want to be like the Lord. I want to be like Jesus. All right, so he goes on down and he says, consider the lilies, verse 27, and how they are arrayed in royal apparel that's more beautiful than Solomon. Amen. Verse 28, if then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. All right, don't seek. That's what he's saying right there. That's not what we should seek for. What it will do, it won't change anything in your life except your outlook on life. Amen. And it will give you a different way of looking at things and a different identity. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. Rather seek ye the kingdom of God. Here we are, the spiritual man. That's the most important thing. That's the main thing. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's the main thing. Whatever you're facing, if we go back to our identity, to the very, very thing that is most important, amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one place I can go. That's right. Amen. It starts here. And it goes to the whole person. Can we stand together tonight? It goes to the whole person. And this great commandment in the scriptures is designed to be the identity of every single child of God. Amen. Amen. And so we've got to love him with everything that's within us. Let's love him right now. Can we just talk to the Lord for a moment here tonight? Let's ask God to put his word down deep inside of us.